And now the latest on another global giant, Toyota. The automaker is facing so many lawsuits related to its safety recall of millions of cars that a panel of federal judges in San Diego is meeting today to sort out the logistics of the legal battle. Plaintiffs' attorneys are competing to get their share of what could be billions of dollars from Toyota. From member station KPBS, Amitha Sharma reports.
Toyota owners have filed 89 class action lawsuits thus far. Northeastern University law professor Tim Howard says the stakes are huge.
It ranks as the largest automobile class action in the history of American law and in the history of the world.
The suits each claim to be filed on behalf of at least 6 million drivers. Some say Toyota knew about the sudden acceleration problems but failed to tell consumers. Others say Toyota's solution ignores the real problem, flawed electronics. Whatever the reason, owners all claim the value of their cars has plummeted since last fall's recall, and they want full refunds. Separately, there are also numerous wrongful death and injury suits filed against Toyota and suits filed by shareholders who claim losses from tumbling stock prices.
There's a lot of money involved.
Arnold Rosenberg is a professor at Thomas Jefferson Law School in San Diego.
Legal fees and referrals are the big payoff for the lead counsel.
Experts say Toyota could end up paying out as much as $3 billion for the lost value claims. Lawyers typically rake in about 30% of that settlement. And that means behind the scenes, attorneys with vast class action experience are vying to be picked as one of the leaders in the charge against Toyota. So they're forming alliances with colleagues from past cases. Factions are sprouting, and everyone is scrambling to stay ahead of their competitors. Tim Howard says the pace is intense.
We have dinners. We have all-day symposiums. We share ideas. We share in emails. We have internal training sessions from highway safety experts.
One of the top lawyers behind the lawsuits against Toyota is New Orleans attorney Richard Arsenault. He's filed cases in Missouri, Louisiana, and California, and is investigating several dozen more claims.
I'm not preoccupied with being lead counsel. I'd like to play a meaningful role in the litigation. It's an opportunity for creative lawyering. It's an opportunity for creative thinking.
Arsenault put some of that creative thinking to work, leading a conference held yesterday in San Diego for about 100 lawyers. There were many tutorials on topics like how is Toyota doing, deciphering the Toyota litigation, and on Toyota's event data recorders, which contain information on crashes.
We're going to move right into our first topic, which involves the controversial issue of black boxes. What are they? What can they tell us? And to whom can this be told?
New York lawyer Hunter Skolnick says attending conferences like this one is key if you want to get in this game and understand the issues.
Someone who's sitting on the sideline doing nothing pops up on the last day, generally is not the person who's going to be thought of as a leader in the case.
Still, it's up to the judge.
All of the meetings and get-togethers and jockeying really means nothing. It's the judge and who the judge wants to have run the case. Ultimately, it becomes a beauty contest. Beauty in the sense, who brings the most to the table that will do the best job for the litigation.
The panel of judges meeting in San Diego today are expected to announce a decision in 2 weeks on whether similar lawsuits filed in different districts should be centralized at one location and on whether the many claims against the carmaker can be consolidated as one huge class action. For NPR News, I'm Amitha Sharma in San Diego.